Could you take me to the Lake of Horrors?
Oh, but nobody ever goes there.
Why not?
Dunno, I guess it's not terribly scenic. The Lake of Clement Pleasantness is where most of the animals I know hang out. Lovely and warm it is, heated by lava seeping from the long dormant volcano, just by the elephant's graveyard.
The what?
The long dormant volcano. Obviously, I don't suppose it can be completely dormant, what with heating the lake and so forth, but you know, it's pretty placid.
Oh, the other thing.
Elephant's graveyard? Oh yes, be a nice spot that, if it wasn't piled high with bones, ivory, and rotting pachyderms.
Pachyderms.
Thanks.
We'll go there then, Lake of Pleasant Clementness or whatever.
What about the Lake of Horrors?
Oh, forget that. Hang on, I'll just scoop up a few handfuls of these giant diamonds before we go, just as keepsakes. What'd be the quickest route?
Well, as the buzzard flies, I'd guess due west through the thick undergrowth there, but I've never taken that path before. There could be untold dangers ahead.
Sounds ideal for a man of action like me. Now help me out of these wet Belgians and let's go.
So, Jungle Jeremy and his new chum, the Toff in a loincloth, set off in search of adventure. After some pathetically hammy mucking around in quicksand, fighting rubber snakes and stock footage of crocodiles, our wet, sweaty duo, with a charged but understated homoerotic subtext to their buddy-buddy relationship, stumble upon an astonishing discovery.
Not far now.
Ow! Ah.
What the devil's this I've stubbed my toe on in the long grass? Let's see what light the trusty bush knife can shed. Good heavens, I've heard legends about this from one end of the continent to the other. This must be part of the lost city of Grimana. See those pictograms carved into the rock? A moon, a curvy candlestick thing with handles on and a great big...
I think
gaping...
that's a woman.
Ah, yes.
It's not very well drawn, is it?
Primitive arts. Back home, there are public lavatory walls with more accurately drawn figures on them.
This carving seems a bit loose. You can press it further into the recess.
A doorway! Opening up into the solid rock, heading down beneath the ground.
Oh, is that what it is?
Let's have a look inside.
It's incredibly light down here, considering we're underground.
Naturally phosphorescent minerals in the rock, I expect.
Convenient. What's this round the corner? The area seems to open up. My word! A magnificent subterranean chamber fully 300 feet high. Ornately carved sculptures of incredibly big women being tended to by impressively out-of-proportion pygmies. It's astounding!
It's not bad. Some kind of primitive ritual cult temple, I'd say.
Look here, an ivory statuette with inlaid golden hair, a beautiful milky white-skinned blonde-haired woman in an attractive drop-waisted shift dress.
Yes, the Grimanans, in common with many primitive pagan peoples, were reputed to worship a female god, a goddess.
Quite incredible, really.
Yes, but then even quite advanced chaps like your Greeks and Romans at one point in their development...
I meant workmanship in the carving.
It's a crude pagan fetish juju icon, gaudy and showy, but... That's 18 carat, that gold. Perhaps it does have some ethnographic interest as a souvenir. Just pop it in my rucksack with the diamonds for safekeeping.
Seize them!
My god, this giant albino pygmy is the full size of an average Westerner. Speaking English, too.
They're terribly good, aren't they? Who taught them?
Hello, little fellows. Didn't see you all down there. I say, you're tying us up. What's up?
You have defiled the sacred cathedral. You must be taken for trial by the immortal moon witch goddess.
Oh, fair enough, then.
Inefficiently tied up by pygmy savages, to whom the knot-tying arts of Baden Pole remain a closed item that they wouldn't even be advanced enough to realise was closed, let alone a book. Our heroes are taken through a warren of twisty-turny passages, until at last they enter a huge chamber and are confronted by a milky white-skinned blonde in an attractive drop-waist shift dress. A woman Jeremy recognises as none other than...
Missing archaeologist and explorer Davina Maltravers, I presume.
Quite so. And you, I assume, can only be the legendary Jungle Jeremy.
That's right. Coven the Thong's Johnny, new sidekick of mine.
Hello. You've quite a reputation, you know, Mr. Cipher.
As have you. You produced that twisted black suffragist piece of so-called scholarship. Womanaging her story. A revisionary revisiting of the past, didn't you? You're the scourge of all proper decent archaeologists with your mad fantasies of female equality.
You do me a disservice. My plans are somewhat more ambitious than that. In my researches into ancient cultures, I've learnt much. Things that a fool might call science or religion, but which could be best described as high magic. The earth is a woman, Mr. Cipher. She cries out for renewal, and I have heard her. I am harnessing ancient pygmy knowledge to slowly become the renewing and destroying moon goddess made flesh.